Well, they put a lot of heart and soul into it. The Blue Jays are going to the World Series for the first time in 32 years. Fans streaming out of the Rogers Center last night were overjoyed.
That was the craziest game I've seen in my life. I'm feeling amazing right now. I cannot believe that Springer home run.
32 years in the making. Let's go.
Like, never in doubt, right? You were always believing?
Yeah.
I gotta tell you, man, the guy who won us this game, George Springer, is he a Canadian citizen? No. Does he have one working knee? Yes, he does. And you know what we call that? We call that an MVP, baby. Get this guy his Canadian passport.
When Springer got the dinger, oh my goodness.
Yeah. Oh my God, it's amazing. I'm so excited for these boys. We've been working so hard all year. We deserve it more than anybody. Let's go.
I'm so ready for the World Series. The Dodgers are not ready. They're not ready for what the Blue Jays have. Come on, baby.
No, the Jays are made for it, man. We can beat the Dodgers.
Like, whatever happens, happens. They've surprised me all year. I don't care how good the Dodgers are. I think they'll be competitive.
I love hearing the fans so stoked and excited. The World Series starts Friday night at Rogers Center because the Jays have won home field advantage. They won one more game than the Dodgers did. But if many of you doubt that they'll get past Shohei Ohtani, Mookie Betts, Freddie Freeman, and the rest of the Dodgers who are coming to Rogers Center for the game on Friday night, first two are in Canada. Plenty of you doubt it, but here's a champ in his own right, A-Rod, on the Fox broadcast talking about what he thinks.
For the casual fan out there, I don't think they understand how balanced and how good Toronto is. I think everyone understands the Dodgers' greatness because they've been at this level for the last 10 years as a dominant franchise in the sport with the dominant player in Shohei Ohtani. But this is not David versus Goliath. This is truly Goliath versus Goliath. The reason why I think the Blue Jays have a shot is two reasons. One, this team is going to be off for 6 or 7 days. They haven't faced live pitching. That's always something you have to be cautious for. They have to fly cross-country, and they're very tough to beat. And now they got their mojo back, and they're ready to go.
That's what A-Rod thinks. How about you? 1-877-300-7275. Text me. What do you think? Can they beat the defending champs who are a payroll monster, or did we see as good as it gets winning that series and getting this far? 1-877-300-7275. Incidentally, another sports story last night that's worth mentioning from the NHL. The New York Rangers got a pretty huge goal against the Wild in the opening period at home at Madison Square Garden.
Zibanejad out in front, score! Artemi Panarin coming off a 4-point game. Rangers with their first goal on home ice. 57 seconds in.
You heard that right. The Rangers finally scored their first goal on home ice in their fourth home game. But they still lost 3-1. Also, the Canadians doubled the Sabres 4-2. Jets won their fifth in a row. Man, they are hot right now. They beat the Flames 2-1. Tonight, the Oilers on a bit of a skid right now. They got to get their act together. Oilers are in Ottawa, and Devils in Toronto, and the Pens host the Canucks. A couple other stories where following this morning is it's flu shot season. As a matter of fact, we're getting our flu shots here at work. Just had to sign up. Going to get my flu shot a little later on. I think Evan Bray is planning to get his flu shot on the air today, too. And someone shot themselves some terrible karma after leaving a pile of 150 dead geese and ducks to rot southeast of Saskatoon. There's now a $2,000 cash reward for anyone who can turn the poacher in. More on that ahead with Kevin Martell in just a few moments. It's 6:47 now. Well, yes, indeed, the Jays have a chance to finish what they started, but I'll tell you, that was a tense game to be watching if you're a Jays fan. It looked like the Mariners might squeak out Game 7, but then, sure enough, George Springer's three-run homer in the seventh inning saves it.
And a swing and a fly ball to left field. Back goes a Rosarena. She's gone!
Wow, the crowd just going nuts. All of Canada was cheering. This was the scene in the Calgary Saddle Dome last night during the Flames game. Just before the puck is to drop between plays, they put it on the big screen, and mayhem ensues in the Saddle Dome. That is the most cheering I've ever heard Flames fans. At least they have something to cheer about. They lost the game last night. And Vladdy Guerrero Jr.'s hometown in the Dominican Republic. They were going nuts in the streets. And then at 980 CJME's Kevin Martell's palatial estate. It was a sad, somber evening.
Once again.
Kevin, I'm not, you know, I haven't rubbed it in at all this morning to you. Maybe just there a touch. But I know the feeling. I have watched the Oilers in Game 7 the last 2 years. I know what you're feeling as a Mariners fan. Please, take a moment and express yourself.
Yeah, I wasn't really surprised, let's just say. I mean, when you're up 3-1, it is certainly not a big enough lead in baseball. And I've seen Seattle in the playoffs give up a 3-run home run, a walk-off home run in that case in 2022 against the Astros in Game 1 of their American League Division Series. So I've seen the heartbreak. I felt the heartbreak before, and here we go all over again. I was kind of joking this morning. I said I'm kind of used to disappointment with my sports team. So yeah. Here we go. I know how to react. But good on the Blue Jays, though. I mean, overall, they were the better team in this series. Their bats came alive. They continued from the ALDS against the Yankees. First couple games were a little slow for them, but they picked it up. Vladimir Guerrero Jr. named the series MVP. And they, like I said, they were just a better team. They hit their spots. And now the LA Dodgers for them. That should be an interesting World Series.
And the Jays have home field advantage. They had one more win than the Dodgers. So the first two games starting Friday are in Toronto. Do you think that'll make a much of a difference, you know, crisscrossing from the coastline like that?
Well, I mean, I guess it was pretty well the same thing with Seattle. And it seemed the Jays handled things well. I think they have to get off to a better start in the World Series than they did against the Mariners. They don't want to have to go down again 2-0 to a team like the Dodgers, whose
pitching is incredible.
Yeah, I mean, everything on their team is incredible. I guess that's what the highest payroll in baseball will get you.
Yeah. All right, Kevin Martell. My condolences, my friend. I heard you on the Green Zone even yesterday with Shep, who's the number one Blues Jays fan, and he's going to come into work. Is your tummy sore? Do you got to go home early? Because when he gets in, he's not going to hold back. He wears that Blue Jays finger, that foam finger everywhere, his jersey.
I'm going to have to put up with a lot of it today. Yeah. But, I mean, that's a tough thing.
A bit of a somber Kevin Martell, and definitely a somber moment in a Regina courtroom yesterday. Our senior reporter, Lisa Schick, is following this trial of Misha Pavlik. And they got the jury in yesterday,
and then they
got to work, didn't they?
Yeah, they did. So after the jury was picked in the morning, then in the afternoon, they didn't get a whole lot done in the afternoon, as you can imagine, but they did start with an opening statement from the Crown. And the interesting part of that opening statement was that he told the jury they won't hear anyone say they saw the accused stab Misha Pavlik, but he believes they'll be convinced that he did.
Okay. And a very unusual story, southeast of Saskatoon this morning. All these birds were found.
142 migratory birds found dead, dumped on somebody's property, private property. The meat was left to waste. They don't know who did it, how this happened. Conservation officers are now looking into this. And because of how many of the birds were actually killed, yes, both a provincial and now a federal crime that is being looked into. If you have a tip, $2,000 cash reward is being offered for any information that will lead to an arrest in this case.
Kevin Martell from the 980 CJME Newsroom at 6:58.
Springer will come in to score. Guerrero around to third. And Verschoor with an RBI single to tie the game. And a swing and a fly ball to left field. Back goes a Rosarena. She's a
City.
He wants it all, Vladdy, and he did say after the game last night, four more to go. Joining me is award-winning sports reporter, Green Zone guest analyst on game days, one of the best of the biz, Daryl Davis, who is a little sad still and getting over his loss. He's a Brewers fan. Daryl, are you there? I know that was a hard loss, but did you find a little warmth and joy last night at all?
I do know a lot of Blue Jays fans, Greg, and they were ecstatic. So that helps a little bit. But, boy, those Dodgers sit there waiting, and I know how they overpowered my Brewers. So it could be quite a series between the Blue Jays and the Dodgers.
I'll get to that. Hoffman on the mound. As much as I loved George Springer last night, were you not amazed at Hoffman on the mound doing what kids dream about, pitching like that to get to the World Series? He was traded and then came back to the organization, right?
I think so, yeah. And what struggles he had during the season, Greg, you know, people, even Blue Jays fans, were always worried when Jeff Hoffman would come in because he blew so many saves during the middle of the season. But he was on fire last night. That whole pitching staff, to use Gausman and Bassett, who are starting pitchers, they all have to go to the mound in the seventh game. They all know that they might be called upon. It was a great pitching performance, a good managerial performance by John Schneider, who's been under fire a little bit too. But that Vladdy Guerrero, man, the home runs he hit and that George Springer shot was just such a climax to such an exciting baseball game. It was really thrilling.
All right. Well, I think it should be a dream World Series. You have the best team on the planet, the Dodgers, who have the best athlete in the world in Shohei Ohtani. And the Blue Jays, well, you mentioned it. We've got Vladdy, one of the best hitters. Is this not going to be a much better series than people are giving it credit for, Daryl?
Well, the Dodgers are the reigning champions, too, and you're right. They've got so many great players. They have four starting pitchers. We talk about Ohtani being a great hitter and a great pitcher. They have guys, three other starters who are just as good as Ohtani on the mound. That's an advantage that the Dodgers have. And is there anybody who's ever played baseball better than Shohei Ohtani? I don't think so. It's going to make it exciting. But, the Blue Jays have their own $500 million man in Vladdy Guerrero. So it is quite a matchup to watch. And I know this country has gone crazy. We even got the Green Zone. We switched it to the Blue Zone.
Yeah.
Crazy things are, right?
You know, you make a great point. And that's, I'm a part-time fan. I am a Blue Jays bandwagon jumper. But I have been all in. I've been watching more baseball than I ever have in my life with this run. But you mentioned it there. The pitching is just so deep on the Dodgers. And to think that Shohei is the fourth starter on the team, it's just mind-blowing. So obviously they're going to be the favorites, Daryl. What's it going to take for the Jays to win? Or you think there's a shot, don't you?
Well, they have to be. You're right. They didn't look like they were going to beat Seattle. They were down 2-0 after losing the first two games in Toronto. So to come back from that, that's really a good sign. They're a scrappy team. They have a lot of people who can hit home runs. All of a sudden, Ernie Clements, you know, who's he? All of a sudden, he's hitting game after game after game. Bo Bichette might come back, their star shortstop. So that I think they're capable of making it into an interesting series. I would still say the Dodgers are favored, but I'm not going to give it to them in a sweep.
Well, and the only other thing is that just about everybody on the Jays, it'll be their first time at the big dance, right? Springer's been there, so is Scherzer. I think Sir Anthony Dominguez has been there, but that's it. In terms of play in the World Series, they may not have the depth of pitching, but they also don't have what it takes to really get through a World Series as much as the Dodgers either.
Well, true, but, you know, all of a sudden the Blue Jays don't have to have been there. Like Trey Savage, that young pitcher, right?
Yeah.
Starts the season in A-ball, works his way up. They're fearless. They're Vladdy said it himself. Savage said the same thing. We're built for this. And I think they are. I think there's a lot of confidence in that room. And George Springer, obviously one of the senior citizens on the team, but look at the job he did. 3 days after he gets hit in the kneecap by a pitch, he hits a three-run homer,
yep,
to take the game away. So amazing. They're capable of doing it. As you said, Greg, anybody through that order seems to be able to do it. They've got to get good pitching, though, to match up with the Dodgers.
Listen to you, Daryl Davis, a Brewers fan who's gone through hell, sounding so empathetic, so excited for a Blue Jays run. Yeah, you might be getting a jersey in no time at all.
Maybe that's a little much, Greg. But I love baseball, and it's so much fun when people are so enthused into the game. Sometimes it takes a back burner in Saskatchewan where we're always talking about the Rough Riders. It's great to see the country all enthused about watching baseball again. I love it. The TV numbers are up. I think it's one of the best games around, so I'm really looking forward to this World Series.
Yeah, me too, my friend. Hey, Daryl, always good to have you on the show. Thank you so much for your time and perspective.
Great talking to you, Greg. Take care. And I guess that's why they call
Well, perhaps his son, the Jays fans, would enjoy hearing to put their blues away had they lost last night to the Mariners, but it was just not the case. It was an exciting game. And, Mariners go up first, and then we tie it, and then the Mariners go ahead, and it got a little tense. I don't even really have as strong of an appreciation for baseball as my buddy Evan Bray, but I still felt it was tense watching. Evan's here now to preview his show coming up at 8:30. How about you? Did you feel the same before that George Springer hit?
100%. 100%. I was texting back and forth with my son, who is, of course, watching the game as well, and he sent a text, "Man, I'm so nervous." And that was in about the middle of the sixth inning, which, of course, they were still down 3-1. But when Springer hit that, I jumped. That's the best vertical I've had in 20 years, Greg.
I'd like to see chair. That because that would be fascinating.
Yes, it was a thunderous land. But wow, what a moment. And you know, I was listening to the Green Zone yesterday, and they were taking calls from people and texts, who is going to be the hero in this game? Not a lot of people were picking Springer. There was a lot of people thinking it was going to be Kirk. There was a Barger. There was a number of guesses, but Springer, wow, how good was that home run.
It was stunning. And just, you know, waiting for Hoffman and the way he pitched after to get through to the ninth like that and just, you know, end it, because it was agonizing waiting to see, could they hold on? And sure enough, we're off to the World Series. Just had Darryl Davis on. He's a Brewers fan and lost to the Dodgers. I don't know if he's optimistic, but he certainly says, hey, you know, like the Jays, they feel they have a chance. How about you?
Yeah, I do think they've got a chance for sure. I mean, let's not be beat around the bush. The Dodgers are going to be tough. They've got a strong team. Lots of people think the Jays being maybe the underdogs in this. Don't forget, they've got home field advantage, which worked out for us in this series. Let's hope it does again in the World Series. So starting off at home, giving you that, that momentum hopefully will be enough for the Jays to get them off to a good start. But I'm picking the Jays. I'm picking the Jays.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Bray. Now, let's get to your show here. You are live, and you hate needles, and I'm having to come into your show to hold your hand, apparently, as you get your flu shot. Is this right?
Yeah, we're doing it's that time of the year, and, you'll remember John Gormley started this tradition. He used to get his flu shot on the air every year, and so when I took over, it was we got the call from public health saying, is Evan going to do what John did for so many years? So, yeah, what the heck? We did it last year and do it again this year. So you're right. 12 o'clock today, we'll talk with a public health nurse. We'll talk about maybe dispel some misconceptions about the flu shot. We'll talk about a few different things. And then, I'm going to get the shot live on the air.
It'll be riveting to watch
riveting. Riveting. Riveting radio, getting a flu shot on the air.
It really outdone yourself there. So what else is coming on?
Well, we've got a lot of things. Obviously, we will be talking about the Blue Jays as well. Pierre Poilievre kind of pulled back his comments. He was very critical of the RCMP leadership here over the last week. We'll talk about that. Bail reform is going to be coming down officially in terms of legislation this week. I've got the president of the Saskatchewan Association of Chiefs of Police, Patrick Nogé, joining the show today to talk about. They have come out and publicly supported the announcement by the federal government, why this is good, what's missing, does it fall short? We'll have those conversations. We got a lot of different things on the show today.
Evan Bray back at 8:30.